Ian Bealey and Rich Armani are with Bealey Associates, and we begin this week by speaking with Ian and Rich via phone. My menu would like to apologise, as portions of this recording aren't quite as good as we would prefer.
This is Ian Bealey, and you're absolutely right. I'm actually, we're based over in Rutland in central UK, and I'll give you a bit of a background on myself and the company in a minute, but with me here is Rich Armani.
Yes, hi. I'm based here in San Jose, California, and our office here in the U.S.
Bit of a transatlantic project, really. You've got offices in the U.K. and the U.S.
Well, possibly even a little bit more than that, because where we're kind of coming from is our background goes into IC design and into camera chip technology, and that's how myself and Rich kind of know each other, and that's how come I have an office over here in the U.S.
So the organization is named after you then. It's Bealey, is that right?
Correct. Yep, that's right. Well, we actually pronounce it Bealey. I guess originally up in Leeds, the ancestral town is Bailey. But our division, the family, have always called it Bealey. So you're absolutely spot on.
Bealey, okay. And is this, are you Bealey Limited, the Bealey Corporation? How do we...
In the UK, we're Bealey.com Limited. And in the USA, we're Bealey Associates Corporation. So we're tending to use the Bealey Associates pretty much, you know, everywhere we go.
Okay, and I have to hold my hand up and say that it wasn't really until till a couple of weeks ago that I'd heard about you guys. You sound like you're a fairly young organisation. Well, I mean, just to give people an overview, what does Bealey.com Limited or Associates, what do you guys do?
Our kind of history, as it were, going back the last few years, we were an electronic manufacturing repping company. In other words, our background goes back to silicon ICs, you know, integrated circuits, this kind of thing. And we really got involved with the TIP market actually just a shade under a year ago when actually looking for a product. My mother has glaucoma, and she, therefore, of course, is a user, and she had exactly this problem of being an individual in society, low vision, and pretty much I would say no solution. And really, as I kind of identified this and started to help her look for equipment and look for solutions, started to see some gaps in the market and really started to explore it. So our background comes from about a year ago on a personal basis of looking for a solution for visually impaired persons to where we are today of actual manufacturers of equipment.
It's amazing, really. I find that so many people in assistive technology get into this industry because of a personal experience. Quite often on this program, we hear from people who, you know, they've got a personal story to tell. It's either something that's happened to them, or they've been trying to find technology for a neighbour or a friend or a family member, and they found, you know, they found the market sadly wanting. And that sounds like that was your experience.
That was exactly it. That was just the whole thing, that really with quite a degree of disbelief as to lack of solutions there were for, you might say, the average person in the street. I mean, I know that there is a lot of phenomenal equipment out there. There's some amazing electronic aids, but typically they have some really amazing prices.
Yes.
Many thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
What we're really trying to do is address, you might say, you know, a little bit more like common man, as it were. There's the general person in the street that has visual impairment, but not necessarily either know or does not have budget to spend thousands of dollars to do something as simple as reading a utility bill.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about the cost of assistive technology. I don't think there's a week goes by when we don't talk about how extraordinary that cost is and how it is the people that most need it who are least able to afford it. Absolutely right. Okay, so Rich, where do you come into this?
I head up the sales and marketing for North America. So I handle Canada. We haven't gone down to South America yet. We're trying to put out fires here. We're pretty busy.
Okay, and both of you guys, you're both sighted guys, but you can both see. It's just Mr. Beerley's mother there. That was the inspiration, really, for you looking and to develop a new product.
Right. That and coming from the industry, felt that it changed. Put out a product that can help people and not. Something that they can afford. We are just like normal people. We're practical. We don't want to spend a whole lot of money for something that should necessary. So we decided to put our technology to work and our experience in the industry to work and to try to create something that will help.
Okay, well let's talk about the product then and why it's distinctive. The Mono Mouse, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's exactly the description is a mouse. It looks just like a computer mouse. What it is a video magnifier. It has the shape and the form of a mouse. It's ergonomically designed so that it's used. And what it does is it magnifies text or whatever you put under it, and it magnifies it on a regular household television. So you can use any television available today in any country and hook it up. And, of course, depending on the size of your television, will magnification. But take, for instance, a 13-inch screen, it'll magnify about 9 times.
So this is a device, then, that somebody could take with them. You know, you could take this thing, if you say it's the size of a computer mouse, you could throw this into a handbag and you could take it with you. If you were in a hotel room, for example, you could plug it into the TV there. You could take it with you essentially wherever if it's something that's that small. So portability is the focus here. Is that right?
That's right. It is portable. All it requires is that a television that you plug into has a video input, and which most televisions today have.
Okay, listen. What kind of? Because we're some pretty techie people listen to this show. What kind of video input? Are we talking like a coaxial type input, or what sort of input? Because there are so many different standards. Great thing about standards is there's so many of them.
Right. In the U.S., it's your standard RCA video input jack. And typically, many TVs these days have that port right on the front of the television for, of course, the gaming shows and those and so forth. In the older sets, they're typically on the side or in the back.
Right.
In worst case, it's a composite input, RF input, but that would require an adapter for it.
Right. But presumably, you guys have that adapter available, or you could point people in the right direction if they needed to get that.
That's right. It's sold at any Radio Shack, or we can supply it from here.
So the Mono Mouse essentially is a handheld magnifier that can connect to a standard TV, and of course people have got some huge TV sets now. Do you magnify color? Is this a color device, or are you just kind of monochrome at the moment?
Basically, with the Mono Mouse, we call it the Mono Mouse because it is monochrome.
Right.
This very first product is purely mono.
Right.
Coming up, we'll be down at CSUN, which is later this month.
That's right, yeah.
CSUN will start to introduce our Color Mouse.
Right.
So the Color Mouse, of course, with color, is in fact a full-color product.
Right, okay.
As we roll along with the product roadmap that we have the Mono Mouse, we have the Color Mouse,
mm-hmm.
We have some others that are all in this, the mouse family, as it were.
Yep.
As Rich said, it's called a mouse because it's shaped very much like a computer mouse.
And does this need, does it require any, presumably you need some external power for this?
Yes, it has a simple, kind of a wall power adapter, a 9-volt power adapter.
Like a wall wart, as they call it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it would actually be physically possible, although we haven't introduced it yet, but you could run the thing from a, almost from a small battery, but what we do is we supply the power adapter, the wall wart, and depending, of course, on the country, 110 volts switching to 240 volts.
Yep.
So you can use it anywhere at all that you go with it.
So this is a good idea for someone who perhaps travels between between the UK and the US.
Actually, that is probably one exception almost. because we have two models.
I see. Right, you've got separate products for separate markets.
We have an NTSC model, which of course is ideal for North America and...
Yeah, I was going to get onto that, yeah, the NTSC and PAL, yeah.
And Philippines, and I think Philippines is NTSC. But anyway, Japan, Taiwan, and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And with the PAL model, we actually have two variants within the PAL model. We have the standard RCA, which is good for mainland China, Australia, and the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a SCART model, which is very specifically for Europe. And we have the SCART model because it also has auto-detect. So when we use the auto-detect, then you don't even need to change the video channel. It does it automatically. So the product is usable, the limitation being whether it is NTSC or PAL.
Okay, so there are separate products for separate markets, and at this stage you're just about to launch your colour product at CSUN. Well, the very best of luck with that. Why do you think the mono mouse and the I guess the whole mouse family? Why is that unique? What's special about the product? I mean, there are other products, handheld magnifiers available. I think there's a product. What do they call it now? The Easy Reader or something. I know that there are other handheld magnifiers, not quite as small as a mouse, I have to say, but there are others available that perhaps haven't been updated in a few years. What's really special about this the mono mouse and the whole mouse family?
One of the main things we're doing here is that, as you said, it specifically is just the UK where you find the Easy Reader. There is one in North America called the Primer, but the only other global player is from a company in Los Angeles, but those three other products being very, very similar in nature and also being similar in price. And this is very much the key difference that we have. We're basically making a product with the same kind of quality, image quality,
mm-hmm.
making a product that ours, I would sort of let anybody try all the products, make their own judgment, but ours was ergonomically designed.
Yep.
So it just totally fits in the hand naturally. So
you're not holding a block, you're actually holding something that's designed to fit, because the mouse obviously is evolved over decades of design, as you say, it's ergonomic.
That's right. We basically picked up on that design, we worked with an ergonomics specialist within the UK, and finalised the design, and through organisations such as the RNIB, they've been able to look and say, yeah, the ergonomics for this product totally work, it's very, very comfortable to use.
Mm-hmm.
And the real major thing that we're looking at here is the price point. And depending on which market you're looking at and which product you're looking at, we're typically about one half to one third of the price of the competition. And that simply comes down to the fact that we figure that the products were overpriced in the market. And so what we're trying to do is to make it more of a consumer product, something that your average person in the street afford, and they can afford without having to think about it too much, as opposed to really perhaps having the other marketing channels that people have used in the past, where the prices are inherently higher. So our main thing is to equal the quality, to make it ergonomic, but most importantly to very substantially reduce the price to visually impaired consumers.
Okay, and let's kind of focus in on that, because I looked at the price and felt that the price was more like a standard accessory that you would get for a TV set. It was more like the price of an entry level DVD player or an entry level VCR machine. It was more of a more kind of domestic price rather than you mentioned the sort of huge prices of assistive technology. So in let's talk specifics, and most of our audience is in the US. So what are people looking to pay in the US for the mono mouse? And also, before you tell us that, can people kind of have a try before they buy?
That's right. The price in the US is $198 list. You might be able to find it in some of the catalogs we're working with, Independent Living Aid. There are some other distributors and so forth. We have a 30-day trial, money back, no questions asked, guaranteed. If you don't, you try it out and it's not right for you for any reason, you send it back, we refund you your money. We have two levels of magnification. If one does not work for you and you want to try the other, we will gladly swap it out and send you either the high magnification or the low magnification unit.
Well, that's interesting. That's can you just describe how that works? So there are two levels, if you will. There's a sort of a standard model and then a more sort of powerful magnification level.
That's right. We have two levels of magnification, and we find that it's almost it's being received equally well. Our sales are almost high and the low. The high magnification is almost double of low magnification, and it is approximately 13 times on a 13-inch TV, about 24 times on a 20-inch TV.
Right. So people would need a different. Is it a different part, or is it just a totally different device?
It's a different device, yes. And so, either sold as a high magnification or a low magnification. I think you'll see in some of the products that we will be coming out with soon, we'll have the option to switch between. In the mono mount, that's what we offer, right?
Right. So you can't a consumer can't adjust that on the fly at the moment.
No, that's correct.
Right, but maybe something to think about for the future. Well, guys, I want to get your contact details so that people can visit you online or drop you an email or you know, give you a ring on the phone. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to mention at this stage?
I think we've probably covered the key kind of points. If people have got the kind of message that it's there to be tried,
yeah.
No risk, money back guarantee. We know that anybody that's looking to read a newspaper, to read a utility bill, perhaps in the kitchen to read a recipe, this is the device that does it. It does it extremely well. The feedback we're getting from customers is quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Story after story, people saying, well, I've not read for, you know, how many years. I got the mono mouse, and I can just relax in my easy chair now, and I can read the book. You know, it's just a low-cost, high-quality device to help Julian Pudney gain that, you know, thing of being able to read papers and read the bank statements and read the letters from the friends. So, with price in the market, but, well, I personally would say the highest quality, but we like the, you know, the consumers to judge that.
Yeah, okay. And you guys obviously are going to be at CSUN, and I guess we'll see you at one or two of the other shows throughout the summer, possibly at Sci Village, maybe.
Absolutely. We'll be at Sci Village. We'll be at Vision 2005 in Westminster.
Yeah.
CSUN, which is down here.
AC National Convention, of course.
Yes, of course, in Las Vegas.
That's right.
I'm going to be at least two or three of those, so I'm sure we'll run into each other at some stage. Well, fellas, it's been a pleasure having you on Main Menu. Let's just close then and get some contact details. People interested in trying the one at mouse for that 30-day no risk, then what do they have to do? Who do they get hold of?
The easiest thing is to just call in on the main number, which is the 408-224-8188 number. It's 408-224-8188.
Okay.
I'm Ian. I'm on extension 101.
Yeah.
Rich is on 102.
Yeah.
Fuller is on 103. So that's the initial three numbers. We'd all be real happy to take any calls. Alternatively, simply send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
That will reach all of us. The email address is sales@beerley.com.
Okay, sales@beerley.com. And if people need that, then of course they can get hold of us here at ACB Radio, and we'll point them in the right direction. Okay, guys. Well, the very best of luck with your launch of your new product at CSUN, and it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being on Main Menu.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.